Thursday, Pashas Balak, Shir, Lamed.
Sunday, we're going to try to do a Chazara. The Vavam and Beis to the bottom of Vavam and Beis and then do Chazara on Sunday. And Monday, we're going to start the next Sugya, Beis Hashem. So here we are with the bottom of Dav Heyam and Beis. It says, the Gemara says, L'Rav Yehuda, Hilchas HaGemirila, El Rav Yehuda, Hilchas HaGemirila, according to Rav Yehuda, has a different amount of the Tvachim in the Beis HaMikdash. So for him, you can't learn out from the Kruvim. So where does he know this Din Mechitza from? Hilchas HaGemirila, the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Beis. These three things are halacha mashmi sinai. Shiurin, chatzitzin, and mechitzin. Says the Gemara, shiurin? D'oraisa ninu. How could you say shiurin is halacha mashmi sinai? Shiurin is d'oraisa. D'chsiv. Eretz chito v'soiro. Gevin v'tein overimon. Eretz eshemun u'davash. V'amarav chanin. Kol pasuk hazeh. L'shiurin nemar. This entire pasuk is said for shiurin. Says Rashi. Shiurin shel isurin kegoin kizayis lechol achilas iser v'kekoyseves liyoyim akipurim. Shiurin, Rashi says shel isurin. Why does Rashi say shiurin shel isurin kegoin kizayis lechol achilas iser? What about achilas mitzvah? The Birkas Moshe. Because Moshe is Rav Moshe Druk, if I'm not mistaken. He's a recent Achron. So he makes a diak in Rashi. Why is Rashi saying only Achilas Isser? Why does he also say Achilas Mitzvah? So he wants to suggest that in Achanami, it's also obviously true by Achilas Mitzvah too. So why do we say Achilas Isser? Because once we establish that Achilas Isser is a Kezayis, we'll know Mimela that what is the word Achila mean? Kezayis. So what is it going to be true by mitzvah also? So we don't have to tell us it's true by mitzvah, because once you tell us it's true by avera, it's also going to be true by mitzvah. Therefore, Rashi only says achilas iser. I don't know why Rashi chooses to do the iser and not the mitzvah. If I was Rashi, I would do b'mfakeret. I would say achilas mitzvah is kezayis. And I would say, what then achilas iser? Let's talk positive. Let's talk about the good things in life. Why did Rashi have to... I understand that because Moshe is saying you only have to mention one of them. Why did Rashi choose to talk about the Isser, not the Mitzvah?
Well, if you only mention Mitzvah, Lav Dafka goes both ways.
Why does Isser Dafka go both ways?
Because Isser is, we would guess, the smallest possible amount of an Achila.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitzvah, maybe you need to have...
Maybe that you need to have... We're saying it's Din Achila. It's a Shem Achila. This is what Achila means. If it means Achila means that here, it means that there.
But Achila by Mitzvah, Lav Dafka means Achila, like... Regular achilah means you have to, by a mitzvah, like matzah, you have to eat a lot of matzah.
So then how do I know just because by avera that the avera is on a kezayis that the mitzvah is also kezayis? Maybe.
That's the bare minimum. Once we're saying the bare minimum, that's.
But maybe matzah needs, maybe mitzvah needs more than that. You just said maybe mitzvah needs more. Elamai. Very good. Okay. Says Rashi. Chatzitzin, shachatzitza poiselas bitvilo. We'll see what that is. The whole pasuk is the shiur in Nehemiah, says Rashi. Ha-pasuk medaber b'shvacha shel Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk is speaking about the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Sha'afilu b'divrei Torah tzrichim l'shar b'peiroi seha yisurin shebe Torah. Even for divrei Torah, for the halachas, you need to meshar with its peiros yisurin shebe Torah. Now, what does it mean, its peiros? What does it mean, its peiros? Is there a difference between... the Paris of Eretz Yisrael and the Paris of Chutz La'aretz? Is there a difference between the Chito and Eretz Yisrael and the Chito and Chutz La'aretz? Is there a difference between the Sa'irin of Eretz Yisrael and Sa'irin of Chutz La'aretz? Is there a difference between the Kezayis, the Zayis in Eretz Yisrael and the Zayis in Chutz La'aretz? So why does Rashi say you have to be Meshar with Peiroi Seha? Isur and Shabbat Torah. What does Rashi say that for? So some of Farshim say that all Rashi means to say is that peiros that are found in Eretz Yisrael are the pears that have shiurim, but it's not necessarily the pears of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it doesn't make a difference a grape in Eretz Yisrael, a grape out of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference chita in Eretz Yisrael, chita out of Eretz Yisrael. As long as it's chita, so, but chita is something that is found in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a shear on a gourd. Why not? Because they don't grow gourds in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a shear on a watermelon. They don't grow watermelons in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why all the shiurim are fruits that are found and other things that are found in Eretz Yisrael. However, there are others that say that no, maybe it means dafka shiurim of Eretz Yisrael gufa. And the Eretz Yisrael, their fruits have a different quality to them. For example, the chita of Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's a finer type of flour. And a finer flour that would you'd eat it quicker, right? The difference between chita and the different flours is it digests quicker. Maybe the grapes of Eretz Yisrael have a thicker type of consistency, so therefore it's going to have a different halacha as far as the revius of yain.
Bigger.
Oh, and maybe they're bigger. It could be another thing, which is maybe a zayis is bigger. There's a big shaila of what's the shear of a kazayis. So, halachically, we say the shear of a kazayis is around the size of a matchbox. But the question is, if you look at olives nowadays, no olives are the size of matchboxes anymore. Practically no olives are the size of matchboxes. So why is the shear of an olive the size of a matchbox? Truth be told, Shlomo Zalman says that if a person, if he needs to be maker, let's say a person's very sick, and he has to eat a kazayis of matzah, like there are people that are allergic to gluten, celiac people. So what should they do? He says you could eat the smallest. If in a mokum of dechak, you could eat just the size of a present day olive, which is much smaller. Right. So we don't hold that way. He's saying l'mishas dechak. We hold that the olive is a big olive. Why? Perhaps it's saying that the shear is the shear of olives of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael dika olives are larger. Today our olives are not that big, because this is not the shear of, these are not the pears of Eretz Yisrael when Eretz Yisrael is in its fullest form. The regular pears of olives of Eretz Yisrael are considerably bigger. So the shear that we have is based on a normal olive in Eretz Yisrael, not a churban olive. So therefore, it's the shiurim are based on the peruseh of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael deka perus, Eretz Yisrael deka olives, ataka bigger. Al koponim. Zokt the Gemara vaita. So what's the shiurim that these psukim are talking about? Says the Gemara, chita lebeis haminuga. The Tanan, hanichnas lebeis haminuga. Someone that goes into a beis haminuga, a bais that has nigoim on the bais, which means the bais is tameh. The kelov al ksefav, he's wearing his clothing on his shoulders. The kelov is he's not wearing them. They're thrown over his shoulders. V'sandaltoi v'tabato biyado, and he's holding his sandals and his rings in his hands. Hu v'hein tameh biyad, then they're both immediately tameh. Because he walked into a beis hamenuga. Hayelovish kelov v'sandalto biraglov. He was wearing his clothing, and his shoes were on his feet. V'tabato be'etzboisov, and his rings were on his fingers. So hu tameh miyad v'hein tohirim ad sheyishev echdei achilas pras. And he's going to be tameh right away, because he came in. They were carried in. So now that they were carried in, in some way, where they found themselves in there, they have a different shear. They become tameh when they remain there. Bechdei achilas pras pas chitin, v'loy pas iron. The amount of time it takes to eat pas chitin, chitin is flour and not iron. Mesa v'oichol beliftan. Now he's leaning and eating it with his dip. That's the shear. That's the shear of how something becomes tameh. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Caleb al Ksef, Mishaina Lavish Ben, he's not wearing them. Sandato Batabato Biyadu, Eichsin Biyadu, he's holding them in his hands. Tabato Dumid the Sandal, he's not wearing either of them. And Tumei Miyad, Beloy Shahia, without any type of hesitation, without waiting. Dixiv, Vahabala Bayas, Yitman, anyone comes into the house, he comes to me. Vikulu, Bala Bayas, Karinabe, they all came into the house. But who, Haya Loivesh Caleb, Dirikulahu Bigadav, he was wearing them. They're now called his Bigadim, Hu Tumei Miyad, Dixiv, Vahabala Bayas, Yitman, because he's coming into the Bayas. But heim tohirim ad sheyishe. The chesiv va'oichel yichabes begadav. Oichel b'vayis yichabes. The hashinu b'toras koinim. Ein li ala oichel v'shoichev. Oichel b'lo yishoichev. Shoichev b'lo oichel. Loi oichel v'shoichev minayin. Tamalam yichabes begadav. It sounds like anything. Riboy shnei pamim ksiv yichabes begadav. V'im soif ala rabbis hakol. So if you're saying anyone that comes in. Ma tamalam ava oichel. Litin chir la shoichev kedei achila. Shena toin kibos begadav ad sheyishe. Kedei achila v'gufay tamay miyad. So anyone that comes into the house is Yitma. And over there doesn't say Chibus Begadim. So he's saying like this. Something that it calls that it entered in. What entered in? So if you're carrying your clothing, so your clothing entered in. You brought it in. It entered in. But if you're wearing it, so then it's not like it entered, you entered. It was on you when you entered. So it didn't enter, you entered, and it was on you when you entered. So therefore, it's only come tame when it's there for an extended period of time. That's what it says. Rabbi Yosha brings over here a interesting halacha based on this. And the story was the following thing. There was, so the legend goes that the Beis Halevi and the Netziv were both Rashi Yeshiva in the Valojin Yeshiva. And one time, they both walked into Shachris at the same time. And the Netziv was carrying his tefillin, and the Beis Halevi was wearing his tefillin. So the assumption is that who is the one that should go in first? The one who's wearing his tefillin, because he's already the tefillin, or he's already wearing his tefillin. So the Netziv wanted the Beis Halevi to walk in the door first, and the Beis Halevi said no. He said tefillin go before. When a person has tefillin go first. My tefillin, because I'm wearing them, so my tefillin aren't going in. I'm going in, but my tefillin are with me. But you're holding your tefillin. When you're holding your tefillin, then it's called your tefillin are going in. So therefore, your tefillin have to go first. Based on this Gemara, so the Beis Halevi wanted a paskin that if one person is carrying tefillin, one person is wearing tefillin, so who goes first? The person who's wearing the tefillin goes first. The person who's carrying the tefillin goes first. Because there, the tefillin are ki'ilu seen as themselves coming in, and the tefillin go before the person. Yeah.
When Rashi said on Caleb al-Ktaf the sandal of the Tavos Biyado, he said not really wearing them, just holding them.
Right.
Does that mean if he was wearing them, there's a difference?
Yeah, because if he's wearing them, that's what we're saying. If he's wearing them, so then it's not called that they're coming in. That's why they're not. Then they won't be tamei miyad. If he's holding them, then they're going to be tamei miyad. No, no, because they don't become tame because they're batal tim. But they just, it's not called they're coming in.
So you know, they never become tame?
They become tame if they're there for an extended period of time. But it's not called that they walked in because he walked in wearing them. So now they're there. So therefore, as long as they're there for an extended period of time, how long is that extended period of time? Kdei achilas pras. Pas what? Pas chitin. And also he has to be achilas pras is Rashi chatzi kikar. Shira chacham oisa lemazin shtei sudais le'eruv. It has to be paschitin shiasa mu'etis mishal pasayrin. It's easier to eat. It has to be meisav ha'inu derech achila, the way he's leading. Mishu meisav hu oisek b'achila. He's like focused on his eating. Ve'enetard ba'advar ma'achirim. Okay. So that is this din over here of Beis HaMenugas. Continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'tanan so'ira. What's the shiur of so'ira? The tanan etzem ki so'ira metame b'magu b'masa. When it comes to how much a person is going to become tame, a bone will become tame b'magu b'masa if it's the size of a barley seed. Ve'ena metame b'oyo, says Rashi. Etzem ki so'ira m'na'is. Ve'ena metame b'oyo. Kishir zeh ad shiur shedra, until you have a spine, o gilgoylis, or you have a skull, shlema o'iroiv, minyan evari adam. So in order to become tame be'oil, you need something significant. But in order to become tame be'mago of a masa, just by touching it or carrying it, it's enough. It's a etzem kisayra. Gefen, Geffen is the grape. Kedei Revius Yayin Lenazir. Here Rashi has to explain us what exactly this is. Says Rashi, what do you mean Kedei Revius Yayin Lenazir? It's why doesn't it just say it's what do you mean? Revius is Revius. What does it make a difference if it's Yayin or if it's Mayim? What's the sheer Kedei Revius Yayin Lenazir? Says Rashi. Kedei Revius Yayin. Bishari Sure Nazir. The Ikalaman de Amar Mesechas Nazir Bdechartzanim Vululvin Va'alav Mitstar from the Shir Revius Yayin. Shem Yitne Lakois Mala Yayin Adche Yetze Mehem Revius Yayin. Saying the following thing. Not only you over if you drink wine, a Nazir, Nazir is also over if he eats any of the parts of the wine, of the grape vine. And so how much does he have to eat? So I would say usually, what's the shear on eating? Kazayis, no, but over here, being that the Torah said it in the Lashon of Shtia, so therefore we're going to have to make that the shear of your eating is a Revius. How do we get a shear of an eating to be a Revius? Revius is a liquid, says Rashi. What you do is, im yitneim lekois, if you'd place them into a cup, mole yayin, the cup is full of wine. Ad sheyetze mimenu revius yayin, until revius yayin comes out. Ve'ena doimer ha-mishar b'kois malei mayim le-mishar b'yayin. Says Rashi, you can't compare if there's a cup full of water or there's a cup full of wine. You can't compare them. Mishum d'yayin avu ve'ena memar lotzeis ela nivratz v'nigdash al svas ha-kois yoyser min ha-mayim. Okay, so there's a concept which is called surface tension. Surface tension is where something will be able to, in order to break the surface, it will hold for a longer amount of time. So wine will actually go above, if you ever look at a cup of wine, it goes above the surface of the cup, and the wine can, because the thickness of the wine, as opposed to water, water will spill earlier than wine will spill. So therefore, if I want to figure out how much liquid I have in a salad, and I say I want to displace it from a cup, so I have to displace, well, it depends. If I displace water and I displace wine, I'll end up with a different amount. It'll be subtle, but it'll be a different amount. So how much do I have to do it? I have to displace yayin. That's the shear of yayin. In other words, that's how yayin becomes a shear. It's not just a question of, when it comes to a person drinking a revius of yayin, so the revius is a revius. But over here, when it comes to displacing, you're going to end up with a different amount if you're doing wine or if you're doing water. Is that clear? Okay. So one thing that's interesting over here, which is you have to know, when a person makes kiddush in general, he wants to drink an entire cup. Does he have to fill the cup? Does the what goes above the lip, is that included into the shear of a cup? A person fills up a cup. It's Yadua that Rabbi Yashiv did not fill a cup all the way up to the very, very top. Rabbi Yashiv was very careful not to spill. He grew up in a family that had very little food, and they were he actually suffered from starvation as a child, and wasting was something that he was very sensitive to. So if you fill the cup all the way up to the top, very often you spill the wine. And Rabbi Yashiv didn't want to spill wine, so therefore he didn't fill it all the way to the top. So the question is, how high up is called that the cup is full? Do you have to include what's the gidush? If you include the gidush, so then you have to fill it all the way up to the top. And anything less than that is going to be, it considers the cup is not full. So that's what you have to know over here, if we're including that in the revius of yayin or not in the revius of yayin. Because Avram here asks a different question. And he just asks a very simple technical question. And he says the following thing. We're saying that wine has a surface tension, which means that wine, the liquid will go above the surface. So it would very much depend how wide your becher is and how much extra wine is going to go over the surface. If you have a very narrow becher, so then you just have surface tension on this surface area. If you have a very wide becher, so then it's going to go up on a much larger surface. So how can we make a shear that says it depends on how much spills out? Well, it depends on how wide your becher is.
I mean, how full is the cup before you put the things
Seems like the cup is full up until you don't need the Gidush. The Gidush is not included. It's considered full without Gidush. Now that you're putting it in, that is going to create extra, you know, you'll be able to put in grapes without it spilling out, spilling over, because it's going to go on the surface. Depends
now
how high
it spills out. That's the shear.
Yes, but that depends how much, how big your surface is. The choira. That's what's saying. From here, over here, it seems like you don't need to do gidush in order for it to be considered full. Gidush is over and above. So it depends how wide you see. So it says the biggest problem. Probably they must have had a standard cup. Like a standard size cup. And that standard size cup is when we're saying that when it spills out of that size of a surface. It's an interesting zach. Al kolponim. What does the Gemara say, Vayter? Says the Gemara. Te'ena ki groigeres lohitzas Shabbos. Te'ena is the shear of when a person carries, he has to carry something that's the size of a groigeres. Rimoin. Ditnan, kol kli balebatim shiurim kirimainim. That when a person has a kli, so a kli is makabel tuma. What happens if it breaks? If it breaks, it's no longer makabel tuma. So what's called broken? If it has a hole in it, but if it has a little hole in it, it's still usable. Maybe you can't use it anymore for flour, but you could use it still for apples, for oranges. So how big does the hole have to be considered as if it's not usable anymore? Says the Mishnah, kol kli balabatim shirim kirimoinim. If it belongs to a balabas, the shears has to be big enough that a rimon would fall through. Then there's nothing to use it for anymore. You know, I mean, you could use it for holding watermelons, but I don't think anyone has kli. You don't hold watermelons in a kli. So therefore, there's nothing to use it for anymore. Then it becomes batel. However, if it's a kli of an uman, so even if it has the smallest hole, people do not sell broken items. So therefore, it's already lost its teres kli. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Eretz zeis shemen udvash, Eretz shekol shiurea kizesim. A land that all of its shiurim are kizesim. Kol shiurea sakadaitach. Why is it not kosher? We just said a bunch of other shiurim that are not kezayis. Most of its shiurim are kezayis. Okay, over here the tzlach asks a question. In fact, the tzlach what does it mean eretz shakol shiurei kezayisim? Are the shiurim tali in Eretz Yisrael? What are the shiurim we're talking about? So Rashi says, "Rov shiurei kezesim meis nevela iser chelev dam pigel noiser tamei gidanosha." All those things are in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. So why are you saying Eretz shiurei shiurei? It's a Torah shiurei shiurei. Eretz shiurei shiurei kezayis. What does that do with Eretz Yisrael? It's the tzlach. Why are you saying Eretz? So says the Tzlach, Amar de Kapshat. He says, listen, there's a concept called Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Which means that a person is not, it's Aser Min Diraisa to even eat a Chatzi Shir. So I ask you a question. So what's the difference between a Shir and a Chatzi Shir?
The punishment.
The punishment. What punishment are we talking about? Malchus. None of these over here. Korban says the tzlach. Okay, Malkus, you only give Sanhedrin. Who's where? Eretz Yisrael. Korban, you only bring where? Eretz Yisrael. So the shiur is only relevant where? In Eretz Yisrael. The inachanami, the iser exists all over the world, but the shiur is only in Eretz Yisrael. Lefizeh, we can understand a little better why we are focusing on the Isurim. Because there's no din of chatzi, mitzvah, min ha-Torah. Right? So when we're coming to say the din of Eretz Yisrael is negeya to the shiurim, which is over here, menegeya, the fact that the punishment of these averas is going to be dafkin Eretz Yisrael. Now it's interesting what Rashi points out over here. Rashi says, "Roiv shirei kezesim meis nevela isrochela vidam piglo v'noisa v'tamei v'gidanosha Dam, the shear of, wait a second. All the other ones are all solids. Dam is a liquid. What's the shear of dam? What's the shear of dam? The shear of dam is kezias, or is the shear of dam? Revius. The Ramban says the shear of dam is a revius. The Rambam, however, says the shear of dam is a kezias. It's a machlekes Rambam and Ramban. So Rashi seems to say that the shear of dam is kezias. Rashi seems to say the shear of dam is also is a kezias like the Rambam. L'chayra azoy is mashma. Says Reb Chaim Brisker. He says, "I'll tell you what the pshat is. Why is the shear of dam a kezias? It's a shtia. It's not an achila." He says because it's not doesn't depend on what it's. How you digest it. It depends on how the Torah describes it. What's the lav in the Torah of dam? Anyone know what the lav is? Loi soichal dam. The Torah says do not eat blood. So the Torah coined it in a phrase of do not eat blood. What's the shira of eating? Kezias. When it comes to the isra of nazir, what did the Torah say? Nazir should be al yishteyayin, shouldn't drink wine. So what's the shear of yayin for a nazir? Revius. What's the shear for a for dam? The other pasuk says laisaicha. The Ramban seems to learn it depends on how does a person usually digest it. Dam is digested normally through drinking. So if it's digested through drinking, then it's going to be a shear revius. The Rambam says it's not about how you do it, it's about how the Torah says to do it. And therefore, over here, it's going to be a shear of a kezias. Okay. We can ask a different question. Why does the Pasuk say l'soichal dam? It's a funny thing. Why don't eat blood. Why don't you say don't drink blood? Why are you saying don't eat blood? That's stamakash on the Torah. But once the Torah says in that lashon, yeah. Okay. There's another interesting diak here, which I just like to make. Rashi says on the words te'ena, Ma shiru boy. Te'ina ma shiru boy. Rashi did it any other time also? Geffen. Ma shiru boy. Te'ina ma shiru boy. Two times, Rashi almost like makes it into a question. We're going to go through many shirum. Chita, se'oira, geffen, te'ina, rimoin, zeishem, and dvash, seven. Two out of the seven, Rashi introduces with the words Mashiru Bai. Why? Why those two? Dafko by Geffen and by Te'ina. I think Ken Zayin the Pshat is as follows. All the other of five out of seven all have a Mishnah that tells us the Shir. Every single one of them, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah. When the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't ask you a question, what's the Shir? You know the Shir because you know the Mishnah. The Gemara is just saying, the Shir for this is that, the Shir for this is that. But these two are not Mishnayas. So it's not a Mishnah. The Gemara says, so what's the shear? Oh, the Gemara comes with an answer. We found the shear not in a Mishnah, in a Braisa. Therefore, it was introduced with almost like a question, Mashiru Boy. Now the Gemara continues and says, Dvash kikoseves hagasabi yom kippur. So now we get back to our discussion. So you said that they were all... what? You said that Lachol Moshe Misinai. I would say it's Dioraisa. Alma Dioraisa Ninhu. Says the Gemara, Tizbra. Shiur and Miksiva. Where'd you get your shear from? How do you know that the shear of a Sa'ira is for Tumah and the shear of Chita is for, one is for Besa Pras and the other, one is for, I'm sorry, Metame Bemagu Bemasu, the other one is for Besa Menuga. Maybe it's the other way around. How do I know that the shear of Achila is Kezias and Yom Kippur is Gorgeas? Maybe it's the other way around. You don't see, none of these doesn't say what's going on what? Miksivi? Must be that it's really Allah Moshe Misinai. And this pasuk is purely an asmachta be'alma. The pasuk is just an asmachta. Okay, so now there's an interesting thing over here. And as far as asmachta be'alma is concerned, there's a machlekes Rambam and Ramban. Rambam and Ritva, I'm sorry. It's a very important machlekes. It is a very crucial machlekes as to what does asmachta be'alma mean. It means... that the Chachamim found a somehow embedded in the Torah some sort of hint to their halacha. Usually it's a drabanan. It says, El drabanan v'kro asmachta ba'alma. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, this is just like what we call a mnemonic method to try to retain information. What do I mean by that? It's a trick. It's a way to try to remember. You guys know which daf the Gemara in Shabbos speaks about, the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Lamed Gimel. Okay, it happens to fall out that way. So you can do all different types of ways. So how am I going to remember all the different shurim? Oh, I'll attach it to the pasuk. But was that the mechuvin of the Torah at all?
No,
says the Rambam. And it's meduik that way. Kras machta. What does ba'alma mean? It's just stam. Sounds like it's just. Like, what do you mean just? The ritzvah says chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. The Torah embedded codes in the Torah. This is a makar, my friends, for Or Sameach. The Torah embedded codes in the Torah. I'm sorry, Isha Torah, Or Sameach doesn't do that. The Torah embedded codes in the Torah. And they wanted the Chachamim to come to realization of the halacha. They weren't ready to tell you this halacha from Sinai, but they wanted years later the Chacham to say, should we make this tachan or not? Wow, look at this. Here it is. I found it embedded in the Torah, so therefore the Torah wanted me to do it. So was it intentional? Is it divine? Yes. Is it a din d'oraisa? No. But it was intentional for us to be able to find it. What do you say, Chaim? So first of all, Lashon of Ba'alma bothers me a little bit. It's a smachta Ba'alma. Ba'alma. But I think our Gemara is a big kasha on the Ritva. Why is our Gemara a big kasha on the Ritva? Because our Gemara is saying that these halachas are halacha Moshe Misinai. Which means, when were they given?
At
Sinai. So does the Torah have to embed a code in order for us to discover it later?
No,
why not? It was given us at Sinai. So, wow, so what's with the Asmachta? What are we in Asmachta for? What they're interested in saying is that Chachamim later unearthed the Asmachta and it gave them the encouragement to be able to make this Takana. But over here it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. So what's the Asmachta about? The Rambam says, in a Chanavi, it's nothing, it's garnished. It's just a way to remember. That was not the intention of the Torah at all. L'chayra, our Gemara is a strong support for the Shitas HaRambam. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'chatzitzin, d'iraisa ninu. Correct, the Gemara, chatzitzin is also d'iraisa. How do I see that? D'chziv erochatz es besoro b'mayim. Sholi yadavar choytzeiz b'no levein amayim. It says in the Pasuk, you can't have chatzitza. Says the Gemara, ki asi hilchosa lis'aroi. The halacha is coming for his hair. You have one hair that's tied in a knot, it's going to be choytzetz. Shalosh eino choytzetz. Three hairs tied in a knot is not choytzetz. Shnaim eino yodea. So, what do you mean it's choytzetz? What does that have to be choytzetz for? What do you need? Obviously, you need tvila also in the hair. And that's the halacha Moshe Misinai saying that a chatzitza on your hair is going to be a problem. Says the Gemara. So now in the horizon in who the chsiver rochatz es besorah b'mayim es hatafel lebesorai u'may niu sorai. Says the Gemara ki yasi hilchasal ked Rabbi Yitzchak. So what's the halacha shusina coming for Rabbi Yitzchak? So hold on a second. Says Rashi es hatafel lebesorai yehei b'mayim hatafel hadavuk. So we see over here what is the pasuk saying rochatz es besorah b'mayim. Pasuk is saying that you have to be rachatz besaroi, and not only besaroi, but also saroi. You have to be also saroi yehei b'mayim. So everybody say, I have a chakira. What's the pshat over here? Is the pshat that your hair is part of your body, and because you have to be rachatz your body, therefore you have to be rachatz your hair? Or the pshat is, the Torah is telling you, you have to be rachatz your body, and you have to be rachatz your hair.
S is to include your hair, which means you think it's not part of your body.
Is the pasuk saying that the S is telling you that your hair becomes part of your body?
Yeah.
And therefore, you have to be roichetz your body, you have to also be roichetz your hair, because it's part of your body. Or the pasuk is saying, no, avada, your hair is separate. It's just, you have to be roichetz besaroi and es besaroi. Es besaroi also you have to be roichetz. Let's see very soon. I think from Rashi, it's mashma, that it's a special chitza on se'aroi. Rashi says, "Es atovla besor yeheba mayim." We're saying that the sa'ar has to be in the water. I understand that the drasha would have said that sa'ar is part of your body. If your body has to be in the water, of course your sa'ar has to be in the water. But what I would say, "Es besoroi, es atovla besoroi," therefore it's chelak mi besoroi. Rashi seems to say that there's a tvila on the sa'ar. What's the difference? The difference is the Gemara is now going to say that what's the chiddush, the halacha of Mishmi Sinai, there's a din of miut and roiv of makbid and not makbid. Comes along Rashi and says, that halacha of Mishmi Sinai is only talking about your hair. It's only about your hair. It's not about your goof. We'll see it soon. Not about your goof, only about your hair. And Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Well, the miut is not only on the hair, the miut's on the goof. This din is on the entire goof. If you understand that when the pasuk said that the sa'ar is, you have to be toivos because it's a part of your goof, the sa'ar is part of your goof. So there's no din in the sa'ar that's different than the goof. It's all part of the collective goof, your fingers, your arms, and your hair. That's what the pasuk is being marbe. As a top of the basar becomes part of your goof. But if it's saying it has its own din tvila, then it can have its own halachas. Al-Kulpanim, it seems to be, it's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, the Ritva, others. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, so what's he coming to teach us? There are tires arubai that he's makbid on. It has to be on roiv. Rashi says halachim shesina rubai roiv se'aroi mitunav petit. A kosher achas umakbid alav. If the roiv of his hair is mitunav petit and it's tied up and he's makbid on that, then it's chaitzitz. Reb Shlomo Zalman asks, does it mean roiv of his hair on his head? What about if he has a beard? What about he has hair under his arms? What's considered? Do we do each patch of hair on their own, or does it mean all of the hair on his entire body? How do you? What does it mean, roiv sa'aroi? Yeah. Dvartoy rubay makbid alav chaytzeit she'ena makbid alav ena chaytzeit. This is Rashi. Why ena makbid alav havele kigufe hayov ein sofer litloi ubatel agabe v'lo chayetz. Says Rashi, because it's ain't sofer litloi, therefore it becomes like his goof. Becomes like his goof. It's interesting. I don't know why Rashi says it comes like his goof. Rashi should say it becomes like his hair.
It's bottle, maybe?
It's bottle to his hair. Why does it say it's bottle to his goof? We're not talking about the goof. We're only talking about the hair. So the Ritva says that maybe Rashi Avada. Yeah. Rashi Avada holds that there's such a thing as also benegia to the goof. There's a din of chatzitza. It's just that each one is going to be separate. There's going to be a din of se'aroi and there's going to be a din of gufay. So therefore Rashi can mention gufay because it's also part of gufay, maybe. Akopanim, it's interesting. Rashi says when something is ein sofer litloi, it becomes a chelek of the guf. What about teven ein sofer litloi? What did Rashi say? What does that become? Does it become part of the floor? What? Rashi said that doesn't become part of the karka. So why is it then when you have lichluch, that's ain't sofer litloi, Rashi says it becomes part of your guf. But teven ain't sofer litloi doesn't become part of the ground. So over there we said, what did Rashi say? What does it mean ain't sofer litloi? For how long?
7 days.
Only 7 days. In a chanami. Over there where it's only ain't sofer litloi for 7 days. So there, it's not, that's not called become part of the, over here also, when it means ain't so v'litlo, it means the person's never taking it away. If it's la'olam, l'chayra, this means he's never taking it. L'chayra, that's the pshat. Al-Kulpanim comes along with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says that the Gemara speaks about two different daragas. There's a daraga of makbid alav, and a daraga of eino makbid alav. What does makbid alav mean? He mak. What does he mean? He's makpid.
It bothers him.
What's eno makpid? Okay. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman, says a third darga. What happens if he dafka likes it? He wants it. What about then? It's not that he doesn't bother him. He says that in a case when he dafka wants it, so then it's not going to be chaytzeitz at all. It's not the pshat. It's called a miut. It's not a roiv she'eino makbid. He's makbid. Yeah, he wants to have it. What'd you say? Corn braids, that would be in those. That wouldn't be a chatzitza if he wants his hair to be knotted. That's what you're saying. Maybe he wants his hair to be knotted. That wouldn't be a chatzitza. Yeah, that could be. He wants his hair to be knotted. It wouldn't be a chatzitza because Dafka wants it that way. He doesn't want their hair knotted. He's saying your hair is knotted. That's a chatzitza. Okay. One last nakuda. Ask if Shlomo Zalman a gevaldik akasha. So we come out over here. The Gemara says that midya raisa, you're only over if it's rubai and makpid alav. But midya rabbanon, gazru al rubai she'eno makpid mishim rubai hamakpid v'amiyuto hamak mishim rubai hamakpid. So midya rabbanon. Rubai she'enoi makpid. Is it good or not good? Mi'utai makpid. Is it good or not good? Only midrabanan. Midiraisa, you're only over if it's rubai and makpid. But what about rubai she'enoi makpid? Well, that's midrabanan. Comes along with Shlomo Zalman, it's a great kasha. He asks, but every rubai she'enoi makpid is going to become a rubai hamakpid. Why? Because midrabanan, they said rubai she'eino makpid is a problem. So does any person want it there?
No.
Why not?
Because
midrabanan. So now every person is going to be makpid. So every rubai she'eino makpid really is a rubai makpid. So how can you ever have a case where you ask midrabanan because it's a rubai she'eino makpid? It's always makpid. If the chacham are telling me I can't have it, so now I became. Now I don't want this. So l'chayra, we should always have a case. Every case should always end up being a rubai hamakpid. There's no such thing as rubai she'eino makpid. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, vayis l'chayis, makpid and eino makpid doesn't mean it's a question of whether I want it there or I don't want it there. It means, does it bother me? Is it machmas the lichluch? Does it bother? If you ask me, does it bother me that there's this rubai she'eino makpid? It doesn't bother me. It bothers the chachamim. So I want to get rid of it, but it doesn't bother me. I'm not gestert by it. Therefore, it's not called that it's something that's being chaytzeitz. I have to get rid of it because the chacham told me to get rid of it. But that's not called that he's makpid alav mishum lichluch. Therefore, it wouldn't be considered to be makpid. It says the Gemara, v'ligzor nami al miyuto she'ena makpid mishum miyuto ha-makpid, inami mishum ruba she'ena makpid. It says, ha'igufa gzera, v'ana nekam nigzor gzera l'gzera. The Gemara mechitzan hadamar and honey chayb Yehuda the mayor ma'ikul meimar ki asilchas it look good lavud v'doifin akuma. The halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming for these three things: good, lavud, and doifin akuma. We have to see what are these three things. These are the three halachos Mitzrayim as we saw them already. We're going to see the next sig is going to speak about another halacha Mitzrayim, which is shlishis afilu tefach, which is also halacha Mitzrayim. Why is that not mentioned in the group? That's an interesting question. We'll continue with that beis Hashem and more hopefully next week. On Sunday, we're going to do this next Gemara of Eim Nesiris and Mikra and do some Chazara on Sunday night also. Sunday morning and Sunday night, hopefully. The Bechina will be to be announced. I'd just like to end, leave you with a word on this week's Parsha. interesting thing that happened over here, this conversation between Bilam and Balak, where it seems like right from the beginning, Bilam was relatively straightforward. He said, listen, Balak, I can't do this. I can't do this. If Hashem doesn't want me to do this, I can't do this. And Balak seems to keep on getting upset at him. Like, why are you doing this? Why, like, you know, it's like, look, I told you. And it keeps on telling, I told you, if Hashem doesn't want me to do it, I can't do it. So what was Balak getting so upset about? What didn't he understand? Says the Beis Halevi. He says there's two types of things that people say they can't do. There's something that's physically not possible. Physically not possible for a human being to fly. That's one thing that's physically impossible for them. There's other things people can't do. If someone say, I want you to go and smack your mother across the face, I can't do that. Well, you can't do that. Why not? I can't do that. You can. You just don't want to do it. Well, so it could be that what Bilam was saying is, I can't curse the Jewish people. Hashem doesn't want me to. So Balak said, okay, if I pay you enough money, you could do it. I'll give you more money. I'll make it worth your while. And you can do it. And he thought that can't do it was just a way of saying, I don't feel that it's worth it for me to do it. I don't want to do it. But if you pay me enough money, then I will do it. Till at the end, Bilam said, look, this is not a question of whatever you pay me, I just can't do it. I'm not possible. It's not capable. And sometimes people use the word can't, and really they can. It's just they don't want to, for whatever reason. They don't feel like it's worth it for them. And we have to understand what we are capable of doing and say we can do it. It's just a question of getting the desire and the cheshek to do it. So Beis Hashem, Siyat Hishmaya, we have now another week left of the Zman. 2 weeks left of the Zman. Beautiful. That's what I meant. We can do this, my friends. We can, Beis Hashem, Siyat Hishmaya. We can finish the sugya of Heichan Ma'amidoi, sugya of Migud Avidoifin Le'inyin, Sukkah Avidoifin Le'inyin Shabbos. These are beautiful, beautiful, deep, deep sugyas. We can do this. And Beis Hashem, Siyat Hishmaya, will be zochet to finish off the Zman.
He wants to chill with me ever. He doesn't like
it. Let them ponder over if I can say that.